Let us pray. Loving Lord, today we'll hear a gospel story of joy, of a woman broken and bent who heard your life-giving words, "You're freed." We come to you this morning, sometimes bent over with worry about the world, our worries about money, about health, about the future of our nation and the future of our planet. We lay them at your feet, asking your wisdom, your strength, and your help for the days ahead. We want to hear again your words, words which bring life and freedom to us. We thank you for that freedom, won for us at such cost upon the cross. We thank you for Jesus, who is willing and able to set us free. Lord, today we'll hear not only a gospel story of joy, but also your words of rebuke, words which say maybe to us, "You frauds, you hypocrites." And so we take time in your light to examine our lives, our words that diminish or dehumanize people, our deeds that express a too limited faith, our legalistic attitudes that hold us back. In the light of your abundant grace, we often are frauds. We confess that we've often ring-fenced the grace and generosity of the gospel simply by keeping your message to ourselves or interpreting it in too narrow a way, setting false limits of our own. So we take time to bring to you these things and to bring anything else that troubles our conscience. Change us, good Lord. Set us free to serve you. May people see in us your image of grace and truth. Come to us. Speak to us. Give us joy in our worship. Give us freedom in your service.